From GEICO Subconscious News, I'm Tammy Racing Thoughts. Tonight, you just left for work and had a non-specific feeling that something was happening to your place and it wasn't good. Dan?
Exactly, Tammy. It could be smoke damage, theft, or just too much caffeine, but you can't stop thinking about it.
But with renter's insurance through GEICO, your stuff is covered, so you don't have to worry.
And that's great, because the weekend is coming up and it's chock full of social obligations that are ready to fill that void.
Oh boy, will they, Dan? It feels good to worry less. It feels good to GEICO.
Moncrief on News Talk.
You are listening to the Moncrief Show on News Talk. 087-1400-106 is our WhatsApp number. There's a big anniversary this year. The esteemed institution that is Copperface Jack's is now 30 years old. If you were a patron in the early days, you're far too old to go there now. Henry McKean went in search of people to see, can anyone remember what they did when they got there?
I think Coppers is best because I'm getting married in August and I met my fiancé in Coppers.
Because when you come up to Dublin, you want somewhere where you can go and dance to old songs and have a proper dance, not listen to new rubbish.
What happens in Coppers stays in Coppers.
So we're outside Copperface Jack's nightclub at the Jackson Court Hotel. It's turning 30. So many memories have happened here over the last 30 years. And here are some moments.
Bouncers.
You love the bouncers?
Yeah.
Why do girls love bouncers?
They're sound.
There was a lad in a suit, an office worker, and you're helping him home. You're putting him in a cab, doing him a favour.
Yeah, we always look after him, yeah. Look after your patrons.
There's a girl there just shouting at us because we didn't let her in. So, you know, you couldn't let her in, could you? Because she had too much drink.
No, she had too much drink taken. You know, fairness, the lad's on the ball here anyway. Like, as you know yourself, you didn't twig that.
I didn't
but
spot her.
Right away they spotted.
And then she started roaring.
Yeah, but you get that.
So many couples met here and ended up getting married at Copperface Jack's. Nurses and guards and all sorts, including people like this beside me who've had a few drinks.
And banter.
And you enjoying the music?
Yeah. All that free state.
It's kind of full of hot men.
Is this copper?
Yeah.
Only because I didn't read the sign coming in.
My name is Penny, and I met my husband, Morris, here 13 years ago.
So you're married 13 years. You're not looking for love here.
We're married. We met 13 years ago, and we're married 10 years now with 3 children.
So coppers to you is love. It's passion.
I'm just going to say, Coppers is where all love stories begin.
Here is Aidan McCormack, Copperface Jack's manager, looking back into the past.
So I seen this fine-looking blondie-haired girl and I said, I asked her, was she from the country? And I said, are you from Athlone? And she said, no, from Dublin. I didn't think she was a dub because that time Coppers wasn't really kind of a Dublin type of venue. It was more of a country place. No mobile phone, of course, so she was going on 2 weeks holidays to Spain or somewhere. She said, ring me at 8 o'clock on a Sunday when I get back. So I did. Well, so married, what, 16 years? Years ago, I met George Best, the late George Best.
The fellas, of course.
Coppers is the best place to be. Why wouldn't you be at Coppers?
I'm from Donegal. I love Coppers because it's kind of like a night out that you'd have in the country, but in the big city.
We traveled from Cork this morning. Just to go to Coppers tonight, like, just because it's like, it's Coppers, like, you know?
Hello, my name's Kieran Clark. I'm the head doorman at Copperface Jack's, aka Fluffy.
You're known as Fluffy. Remind us, why are you called Fluffy?
Well, many years ago, our former manager, John Gallagher, was in reception and Gare was rubbing my head and she said, oh, your hair is real fluffy. So, John being John, Fluffy. So he started calling me Fluffy and it stuck. And a lot of people would only know me as Fluffy. They wouldn't have a clue what my name is.
So here we are, 30 years on. Why has Copperface Jack's become such a phenomenon, such a part of Irish culture?
There's all types of people from all over the country, from every sporting event, this, that and the other, concerts. And, you know, they come here, they have a good time. It's made very easy for them, you know, we're quite relaxed here on the front door. We have a bit of crack with them going in. They're happy going in, they're happy going out.
3 decades. How long have you been a part of that?
3 decades.
So you've been here since
the start? I've been here a little while after the opening. I arrived here. I probably thought I would have stayed a month because it was so busy. And it's just one of them places, it's hard to leave.
And you love it.
Yes.
Here we are standing outside Coppers.
Yeah, still here. Miserable weather, but it's what we do. We just get on with it.
And what's changed? I mean, you're still looking at IDs. You're still making sure everyone is of age.
Oh yeah, that's very important. That everyone is right. We have, you know, the owner has his guidelines we have to work by, and we stick to them rigidly.
And over the years, you must have seen it all. Celebrities, all sorts.
Oh, loads. So many.
Shenanigans.
Stop.
Sam Maguire's.
Lots of it.
See you on the coppers! Yeah!
You never know who's going to turn up. You know, you'd be gobsmacked by some of the people that just want to come in and have a bit of fun, you know.
What brings you to Coppers this evening?
It's a very popular place for students, and we are just finished our exams for, we got our results for our Christmas exams.
Congratulations.
Thanks, and it all went well, so we're just out tonight celebrating, and I think most of DCU our age is coming to Coppers tonight, so we just want to see everyone and have a good time.
And where is home for you?
I live just beside Dundrum, so not too far from here, but far enough from DCU.
So it's not true to say that Coppers is full of nurses and guards?
Well, we're all studying primary school teaching, so for primary school teachers as well, but it's mostly for students as well. Whatever about when you're older, about like nurses and guards, but definitely students as well, it's a good place to go.
Coming down here when I was with my friends and stuff, had a good job and then lost everything, and then walking B every time going past it, it reminds me of success and knowing I can turn my life back around, because every time I look at it, get back to reality, you know.
So you think good times.
Yeah, but good times, but no, you're successful when you get in through it, out of this door and in and out. Like,
did you ever snog anyone in there on the dance floor?
No, I can't say, because I'm married 15 years.
Everyone wants to go to Coppers, that's the whole thing. Everyone says, we'll be in Coppers at the end of the night. This is kind of open the latest, so I often make a statement that I will not end up in Coppers tonight, lads, because you know that's going to be the late night, and often you might have something in the morning, and if you end up in Coppers, you're not making whatever you have in the morning, I'll tell you that for free.
Where are you from?
Tala.
And that's the thing, it's not just nurses and guards.
No, it's not.
It's
teachers, pharmacists and accountants.
Exactly.
The real backbones of society. Teachers, accountants and pharmacists.
Yep.
They are the backbone.
Backbone of society.
Yeah, indeed.
Yes.
Exactly that.
It's about the children.
It is.
And the sick. Disadvantaged areas who people told them they couldn't be anything.
What brings you to Coppers?
Well, it's results night, so we're kind of out for that. We got our results today for our exam, so we're just celebrating.
What do you love about Coppers?
It's a good vibe. It's a good place to celebrate, I suppose.
We're not from here. We're from Drogheda.
The music they play in Copperface Jacks is everything from level 42 to right through, and I do love a bit of running in the family. Over the years, there have been so many DJs. Here is Dave Lyons.
Coppers is basically a legend in its own lifetime. Coppers and fun go hand in hand. The scandals probably quickly follow. I think the whole thing has been a highlight, really. Roller coaster ride is what I describe it as. From the very first night and the very beginning, we always decided that we'd be very unpretentious, play music that you'd hear at a wedding, like party type music, in a nightclub, which had never been done before. We'd play the national anthem on big GAA nights as well. We're huge in the sports circles. I love it. I'm a vampire. I always have been.
The Earl of Clonmel lived on Harcourt Street, and he loved the ladies and a drink, and his nickname was Copperface Jack. See you all in Coppers. So Coppers has changed so much in 30 years, but at the same time, it hasn't changed at all. Still a great vibe, still a great buzz. People are here to have fun and to meet each other and more.
Guys, it's me, Freya. I'm here from Coppers on a Wednesday night, and the atmosphere is electric, as it always is. Everybody needs to get down to Coppers. They are celebrating 30 years. Yes, you heard it, 30 years.
30 years. Still going strong. Still going strong.
Do you want to meet a guard?
Oh, no. Unless if he has road frontage, then I'll meet a guard. I want to be a teacher, so I kind of fall into that anyway. If you want to be a guard or a farmer or a nurse or a teacher, get yourself down to Coppers, lads.
So after 30 years, there's still a great atmosphere here in Copperface Jacks.
How's it going? I am Oren County, the Wednesday night resident DJ here in Copperfish Jacks.
What's it like being a DJ in Coppers?
Being a DJ in Coppers, it's unique. Probably Ireland's most nostalgic venue. Coming up now 30 years, celebrating 30th birthday next week. Basically, this is now one of the biggest nights of the week, Wednesday night here. And it's just booming at the moment. Like, the nightclub scene in Ireland isn't as good as what it used to be, but to come on here every single night and know you're going to have one of the biggest crowds you'll ever see is just phenomenal.
And how old are you?
Believe it or not, I just turned 30.
You're the same age as Coppers.
Well, I've got a couple months on it, unfortunately. There's no Coppers romance in my story, thank God.
And where is home?
Originally, I'm from Donegal, so it's a bit of a travel from the sticks to make it to the big smoke.
And there's lots of people from Donegal here normally.
Well, Wednesday night it's notorious for the hills, Donegal and GA songs. We cover from Mallinhead to Missinhead and every student you can think of in the country, so it's just unique.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.
I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
3 employees and 2 work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.